Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus. This is Daily Bread for October 12th, and I am Dale Gustafson from Reality San Francisco Church. Today we are reading and occasionally pausing to pray through 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And as always, feel free to pause this recording at any time if you'd like to reflect longer. And we encourage you to journal as you listen if you can. Let's first take a moment of quiet to be open prayerfully to God's presence with us. Let's take a few deep breaths. Be still. Be quiet before God. Now, let's listen to the reading, and as I read, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. 1 Thessalonians 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia, your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. Taking the word or phrase that stood out to you, let it lead you into an encounter with Jesus as you prayerfully reflect. What do you think God is trying to reveal to you in the scripture? Pause. Consider this with God and write it. Now turn your focus outward and see what applying the scripture to your life might look like. Consider prayerfully, what's one way this scripture might apply to your life today? Take a moment to consider this and write. And finally, take this final pause to devote yourself to God, to seek His refreshing, and to commit yourself to following Him. Offer your prayers to devote yourself to God today.